When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts. Number two, prepare for what you want. Now, I've mentioned this a few times in previous episodes, and I think I made an episode about this too. So if you want me to elaborate this point more, I will link it in the description. Basically, the gist of this is once you pray for something, once you write that goal down and you say, this is what I want to accomplish, this is the type of person I want to be, once you get clarity on the things that you want, on the lifestyle you want to live, now you have to prepare for it. Prepare for what you pray for. Don't just pray and then go lay down and wait for it to happen, right? Faith without works is dead. You have to prepare. All of the things that you are asking for, you have to prepare, because your preparation is an act of faith. I was literally reading the Bible the other day, and I think it was Hebrews 11. I'll leave it on the screen. I'll link it in the description. I don't remember. But it was Hebrews 11 that I remember. And at the end of the chapter, it was talking about all of these people in the Bible who did things as an act of faith. For example, most people know about Noah and the ark, right? There was no sign of rain at the time when God told Noah to build the ark. But he built the ark in preparation for a flood, right? So that chapter is literally talking about how his act of faith in him building the ark pleased God, right? The building of the ark was an act of faith. You need to prepare for what it is you are praying for. If you have faith in God to give you the things that you are praying for, especially if he put those desires in your heart, if you believe that they came from him, you have to prepare for it, okay? If you are praying for a new apartment, why aren't you packing? Why aren't you packing? Why are you so worried about decorating your current apartment? Are you not leaving? Are you not praying for a new lease? So why are you worried about this place? If you're praying for a new job, why are you complaining about your current coworkers? Shouldn't you be updating your resume? When these people call you, are they not going to ask you for your updated resume? Have you updated it yet? You want a new job, but you haven't updated your resume. Where is the act of faith? You are not preparing for the things you are praying for. If you are praying for God to bless you with financial abundance, do you even know how to manage that money? If you want God to make you a millionaire, do you know how to invest like a millionaire? Do you know what to do with that money? Or is it going to come into your account and all of a sudden you feel overwhelmed? Now you don't know that you have to pay some in taxes. You don't know how to, you don't know what types of account to open. You don't know how to allocate your money. You don't know what to do with it. You don't even have expenses for a million. Not saying you have to make your expenses rise to your income, but it's like now there's such a gap because you don't know what you would do with that money. You just said you wanted $1 million because it sounds good. And then now with your current mindset, you think as soon as you get the money, you have to spend all of it. And then you're back at square one. You see what I'm saying? You have to prepare for what you're praying for. If you want financial abundance, you have to learn how to manage money. You have to learn how to invest money. You have to learn how to handle money the way people at the income level that you're aspiring to handle their money. If you have a business you want to expand, are you aware of where your money is going in your business? Or are you just making money and you have no idea what expenses you are paying? You have no idea what's your profit margin? You don't know nothing about the financial aspect of your business or your personal finances, but you're asking him to bless you with more. You want more money because you feel like you cannot save what you have right now, but you cannot even account for what you have now. You do not have a budget. You are not managing your expenses. You have no idea where your money is going, but you want more. Prepare for what you pray for. You have to steward over what God has given you today in order for him to trust you with more. Because he would not be a good father, he would not be a good God if he gave you more than you can handle. if you cannot handle a $10,000 salary, why are you praying for a million? That will overwhelm you. Learn how to manage the 10,000 and then read books, get mentors, watch videos, learn how to manage 100,000. Learn what people who make a million are doing with a million and investing a million before you ask for the million or after you ask for the million. Once you say the prayer, once you set the intention, once you make the goal, your next step is to prepare for it. Act like it is coming. Stop praying and then feeling hopeless because you are not seeing it. You are not ready for it. Prepare for what you pray for. Take inspired action and walk by faith. If you believe it is coming, what would you do if you knew for a fact it was coming? Like, for example, let's go back to the apartment thing, for example, right? If you're praying for a new apartment and you really want it, you should not be doing things like buying more stuff to decorate this apartment that you currently live in, or let's say you live with your parents. You should not be worried about decorating that space, right? You should be looking at new apartments. If you don't know where you want to live yet, you should at least be touring, right? If you know where you want to live, go to that apartment, take the measurements, and start making a wish list of things you would buy to fit that new apartment. I literally did that for my apartment. When I did the tour, I went with a measuring tape and I measured it out to see if the furniture I wanted would fit in it and how it would fit. So I knew how to decorate it and I started shopping for the new apartment before I even applied, okay? Take inspired action, walk with faith. Okay, prepare for what you are praying for. Act as though it is about to happen and prepare for that. Okay, don't just sit there waiting for it and then getting disappointed every day you wake up and you don't see it. You are not prepared. And don't speak against it either. Speak like it's coming. And if you're not able to speak like it's coming, at the very least, don't even say anything. Don't even say anything. Speak to people as if it's coming. So you may not have even applied yet, or you may have applied and you're waiting on the decision or whatever the situation is. But when you're talking to people, like let's say if you have to move at the end of the month or something, when you're talking to people and they're making plans at the end of the month, say, I'm not sure yet because I will be moving during that time. So my schedule would be a little hectic. So let me get back to you. You see what I'm saying? Speak like it is coming. Speak like it is coming. Where is your faith? Where is your faith? As soon as you get clear on what it is you want, start preparing for it. Start doing your research. How are people who have that thing living their life? And start adopting that. Start acting as though it's coming because you believe it's coming. It's coming, right? So prepare for it. You get what you are prepared for, okay? So whatever it is you're praying for, once you create the goal, start preparing. Act like it's coming and do everything you would do if it had a set date. Better yet, create a set date, maybe a month from now, 2 weeks from now, depending on the thing. Whatever it is you're praying for, give yourself a timeline and say, okay, I know at this date I'm going to get XYZ. What can I do to prepare for this in the meantime? And then act as though it's about to happen. Prepare for what you pray for. Thanks for tuning in to this week's recap. If you enjoyed that snippet, make sure you check out the full episode listed in the title and the description. And tune in every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays for more recaps. Also, if you know someone who needs to hear this, make sure you share this episode with them. Or if you would like to share it with your followers, because maybe you think a few people who follow you should probably hear it for whatever reason, screenshot the episode and share it on your Instagram story and tag me at secluded.thoughts. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And I will talk to you on the next episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.